Hello.
My name is Ella. I am returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who's calling?
Yeah, this is Marco.
How can I help you?
I was trying to get some information on my claim.
What's your social?
What's your social?
420-350-7-87.
Hello, may I put you on the a brief hold?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, sir. I'm gonna have to reopen your claim.
You said I gotta reopen it. Hello.
Yes, sir. One moment, please. Sorry about that.
All right.
Okay, sir. Can you give me your own social one more time?
420-350-7-87.
Could you verify your first name, last name, your mother's maiden name, and your date of birth for me?
Marquell Gunn. Kimberly Ann Gunn. What the hell is my name? And March 26, 1990.
Could you verify your first name,
last name,
and date of birth for one more time?
Marquell Gunn, and March 26, 1990.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
Oh no, no, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Nope. Yeah, no.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
You said what now, ma'am?
Did you serve on
active duty
in the United States?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
10th grade.
Do you have a driver's license?
No, ma'am.
Could you verify your ID number?
Hold on, quick. It's I-799-280.
You said five.
I got like a 1 or I 1 on, and then 799-280.
You mean 1?
It's not
I. Yeah, 1-799-280.
Okay, if you are approved for benefits, you have option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the L Vestas prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take addition 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payment. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
The card y'all got.
Could you verify your address, city, state, zip code, and phone number?
1617 Yarborough Street, 36110. 334-471-6096.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No, ma'am.
Could you verify your address for me one more time?
1617 Yarbrough Street. All right.
Okay, I'm just going to ask you a few questions to confirm your identity. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 203 Jackson Street, 522 Oak Brook Street, 800 Ann Street, 830 Green Tree Drive. I've never been associated with these addresses.
None of the above.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 290 Stewart Lane, 3856 Moxwood Road, 4017 Bridgetown Road, 4481 Al Highway 28, or none of the above. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1624 Northgate Drive, 325 South Line Drive,
the first one.
Yeah. Well, see, I got it. You're going to have to wait right quick.
He at my house.
I'll
go get him
and
come back.
All right. What month was the rare gaunt?
A gaunt.
Born in. January, March, June, August. What month was Darrell Gaunt born in? January, March, June, or August? Which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? Cornwall Street, Northeast, Canyon Court, Wood Lane County Road, or Texas Street, or all of the above? Have you never lived? Texas Street. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification? Yes or no?
No.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related to COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you worked since the last time you filed? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government last 18 months? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a VA in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Was the work you performed with the same employer you reported on your last claim? Yes or no?
You said, what you saying now?
Was the work you performed with the same employer?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the month, the date, and the year of the last day you worked?
January the 7th.
Did your employer give you a defined date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall? Yes or no?
What is that now, ma'am?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury? Yes or no? Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission base or do you have a real estate license? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself on the business or you a corporate also for a business? Yes or no?
Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Yes or no?
You said what, ma'am?
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
What was your last job you worked at?
Burger King.
You was a cook?
You was a cook.
Yes, ma'am. Well, a chef manager. What'd you put cook on there in the kitchen?
Are you seeking work in your current occupation? Yes or no?
No, ma'am. You said seeking work?
Yeah, is you seeking work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what was your last employer?
Burger King. You put Schuster Enterprise.
Enterprise.
Just put Burger King on there.
It go to Burger King.
Yeah, but the company called Schuster Enterprise, but you should be able to put Burger King on there.
I see the company you talking about.
But
Burger King is not on here, so you want me to put Burger King or you want me to use Schuster?
Yeah, it's the same thing. This is the company right there.
Okay, could you provide me with their phone number?
Hold on, right quick.
Yes,
ma'am.
What's the month, the date, and the year that you started?
December the 9th, 2009.
The month, the date, and the year that you stopped?
Oh, you said, you want the one that I stopped on January the 7th, 2020.
The city and the state the work was performed in?
Montgomery, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employee? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Yes or no?
Is this your last employer?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are you no longer working?
The coronavirus.
Do you elect to have... Oh, sorry. Sorry about that, sir. What was you saying?
So it laid a couple workers off.
Okay. Do you let you have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Yes or no?
Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, would you like to use your old pen or would you like a new pen?
I keep the same pen.
Okay. The following insurance and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but is not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administrative possibly. However, you must begin the unemployment claim requirements effective this week. Except where any requirement has been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim, eligibility and requirements for COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Unemployment claims due calendar week that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 800-753-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed could result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. And so you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. If you have completed your unemployment claim at any time, you may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding continuing eligibility requirements. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am. That's it.
Okay, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.